chapter 13, Paul's final appeal. This is the third time I am coming to you. At the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I warned those who sinned before and all the others, and I warn them now while absent, as I did when present on my second visit, that if I come again, I will not spare them. Seeing you seek proof that Christ speaks in me, who toward you is not weak, but is powerful in you, for he was crucified through weakness, yet he lives through the power of God. And we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him through the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test, but I hope you will know that we have not failed the test. Now, we pray to God that you do no evil, not so that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may know what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we are weak, and you are strong. This we also pray for, even your perfecting. For this cause I write these things while absent, that I may not, when present with you, deal sharply with you, according to the authority which the Lord gave me for building up, not for casting down. Finally, brothers, farewell. Be perfected. Be comforted. Be of the same mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.